This is the podcast. Hi, everybody. Geraldo here. Welcome to Geraldo Rivera, the podcast. If this is your first time listening, thank you very much for tuning us in. Every week or so, I'll give you my thoughts, my opinions on the air, on the latest news. There's so much to talk about now in the age of Trump. You can have show notes if you need them. They can be found on my website, geraldo.com. Come back often. Feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Geraldo Rivera and on Facebook, Geraldo Rivera. All these links are in the show notes. Again, thanks for tuning us in. Here now the show. It is March the 31st, last day of March, Friday. Just came back from a couple of weeks vacation. Well, it was sort of vacation because first it was Telluride, Colorado. I only have one leg, so I had to get going skiing. So I learned how to re-ski with a dead foot. That was Telluride. I broadcast from there. I did Hannity and Fox and Friends from Telluride. Then we went to Sarasota visiting my mom, who's now almost 98 years old. So I'm sending a big shout out to her, to Lily Friedman Rivera. She really looks great. It's amazing. 98 years old and totally together, totally there. She lives with my sister Sharon in a place called Whispering Sands. They call it Withering Glands. It's Florida. Guard's waiting room. So mostly today I want to talk about what's going on with General Michael Flynn. I spoke about it this morning on Fox and Friends live here in New York. Very, very distressing scandal going on. And remember, this is my bottom line. This is my headline to everybody who is currently in public service or whoever wants to get in public service or anyone who ever gets in a jam involving the feds, whether it's income tax or failure to disclose this or that, or in this case, maybe collusion with a foreign power and Russia, maybe. It's never the crime. It's never, ever the crime. It's never the, you know, now is Russiagate, they're calling it, collusion allegedly between the Trump campaign or the Trump transition and Russia. If Donald Trump himself picked up the telephone during the campaign and said, "Hello, Vlad, it's me, Donald. Hey, listen, I hear you got some good dirt on Hillary. Why don't you have WikiLeaks release it next Tuesday?" I mean, if Donald Trump did that, I don't think that's a crime. But if Donald Trump, or in this case, General Michael Flynn, was asked about that conversation with Vladimir Putin by the FBI, and he lied the way General Michael Flynn lied to Vice President Mike Pence about the substance of Flynn's conversations with Russia, in this case, the Russian ambassador. It's the lie that gets you. It's the perjury that gets you. It's never the crime. It's always the cover-up. If we learned anything, you know, the advantage of my advanced age is that I remember the Nixon administration vividly. It wasn't the burglary at the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C. It was lying about it, lying about the cover-up, lying about what they knew and when they knew it and so forth. You never speak to the feds without an attorney. You never speak to the feds unless you are absolutely certain that your words will not be used against you. But let me back up. Where does this all start? Where does this chapter of the Russiagate scandal start? Or first of all, anyone listening now who is still in denial about the Russians interfering in our elections, really, you got to change the dope that you're smoking, because there is no doubt it is bipartisan. Republicans, Democrats, conservative, liberals, everybody in government, whether elected or appointed, agrees that Russia attempted to sway the election in Donald Trump's favor. That's a fact. You can't deny it, and to be in denial makes you stupid. I mean, it really does. I don't use words like that often because they're so harsh. And that's all you think about. I'm not stupid. And I don't think the Russians did it. It's just that you are counterfactual. Put it that way. You are absolutely in denial. Russia hacked our election. Does that mean they got into our voting machines and manipulated them to change the outcome? No, that doesn't mean that. But without a doubt, after they hacked the Democratic National Committee and John Podesta, the campaign chairman, and so forth, they then gave that information to WikiLeaks. It was released by WikiLeaks. The timing of the release, I have no idea who was in charge of that. But I also have no doubt, neither should you, that that impacted Hillary Clinton's campaign in a very negative way. Sorry, Larry, let's take it from there. Where does this chapter of what I'm going to talk about today start? It starts on a Saturday morning several weeks ago. I was actually working. I was working on Fox & Friends. I work on Fox & Friends 9 o'clock Eastern time every Saturday. 8 o'clock Eastern time every Friday morning for the last 15 plus years. And for the last several months, and I think for the foreseeable future, since I just signed a new 3-year deal with Fox, I'll be talking 9 o'clock Saturday morning Eastern time on Fox & Friends every Saturday morning. So I was working several Saturdays ago, and 10 minutes before I woke up, I always check my tweets, and Donald Trump very graciously follows me. I'm one of the 40 or so people he follows, and I obviously follow the President of the United States. So he tweets about wiretapping in Trump Tower by the Obama administration. Sad, bad. I mean, it was really a very, very inflammatory tweet that alleged Barack Obama wiretapped Trump Tower during the presidential campaign. That was Donald Trump's allegation in the form of a tweet. So let me say, before I go any further, parenthetically, don't you wish this brash billionaire businessman, now 45th president of the United States, could hire some kid, some 22-year-old, 25-year-old, 27-year-old man, woman, somebody from one of George Washington University or one of the other great schools in the D.C. area, some kid to edit his tweets? Why is Donald Trump tweeting out stuff like wiretapping Trump Tower, bad set? He could convey a very effective, what is the allegation that Trump is making, President Trump? The allegation is that he was surveilled during the Obama administration, that Barack Obama's administration, somebody in there in the intelligence community someplace, was surveilling the Trump campaign and later the Trump transition. That's the essential allegation. So say it in an adult way. Don't say sad, bad, wiretapping when you don't really mean literally wiretapping. You mean surveillance. You mean they were snooping on your campaign, the Obama administration. They were looking for Russia ties. They were, in other ways, being intrusive in terms of gathering intelligence about your campaign. So that's the allegation. So say it in an intellectual, non-inflammatory way, where you make the point that you've been surveilled, or you are being surveilled, or you were being surveilled during the campaign, during the transition, or so forth, without saying it in a way where you get locked into language like wiretapping. All right. Then Trump gives an interview. I think it was to Tucker Carlson here at Fox News. And the president says to Tucker, well, you know, I didn't literally mean wiretapping. Wiretapping is just kind of an umbrella for surveillance. I'm alleging that I was surveilled, and next couple of weeks you're going to see stuff coming out. So that's, now we've gotten to the place where he should have started with a well-drafted tweet rather than that, you know, that crazy, irresponsible, reckless, sad, bad tweet that he published. If you had started with the language that he used during the interview, he would be much better off. Now you have the allegation that the Trump campaign and the Trump transition was surveilled by the Obama administration. So now you have a House committee, House Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee. You have FBI, CIA, all the other intelligence agencies. Now everybody is not only checking Russiagate, they're also checking whether or not it is true that Donald Trump and his campaign or his transition and or his transition were surveilled by someone in the Obama administration or some intelligence agency. So what happens? That's the allegation now. People have calmed down somewhat, and Donald Trump makes this allegation. I've been surveilled by Obama. I've been snooped by Obama. What happens? You got the House committee, Senate committee. Devin Nunes, I think he's of Portuguese descent, not Spanish. Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has a seemingly impromptu press conference a week or so ago and says, I have come across information that corroborates the essential charge by Donald Trump that I have been snooped, that Donald Trump has been snooped on by the Obama administration.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting. Third, I have confirmed that additional names of Trump transition team members were unmasked. And fourth and finally, I want to be clear, none of this surveillance was related to Russia or the investigation of Russian activities or of the Trump team.
Devin Nunes says, in the incidental collection, we're in the collection of intelligence about Russians. We wiretap all the Russian telephones. We surveil their computers. We the U.S. Intelligence Committee, everybody, a community, everybody knows this. The U.S. snoops on Russia and Russians in the United States and abroad. And incidental to that collection of intelligence, Trump and or associates of Trump were incidentally collected. In other words, the Russian ambassador was talking to Mike Flynn. They were snooping on the Russian ambassador and they hear Mike Flynn. That's where Mike Flynn gets in trouble. So now Devin Nunes is essentially corroborating Donald Trump. And I, among other journalists, was delighted that my friend who I love, the President of the United States, has been corroborated in his essential charge. Too bad he wrote that inflammatory tweet about sad, bad, and all the rest of it, but he's telling the truth. He has a point. He has been surveilled. Great. Devin Nunes says that. So someone asked Devin Nunes, Congressman Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee, where'd you get that information? Turns out, after a tortured process of give and take and one story and another story and another story, I got it from a source on the where? Where was the source? The source was on the White House grounds. Are you saying, Congressman Nunes, that the source was a staffer for the White House? Did the White House give you this information? No, 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 says Congressman Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The White House didn't give me this information. I got it from some sources on the White House grounds. What are you talking about, the White House grounds? If you got it on the White House grounds, you had to get it for someone to work for the White House, right? So isn't that person a White House official? No, 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 no. It wasn't a White House official. No, it was. I got it on the White House grounds. So you have visions of Deep Throat meeting Woodward and Bernstein in a parking garage. There's Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, purportedly hanging out on the lawn at the White House, and some source or other comes up to him and says, psst, hey, Congressman Nunes, I got some real important information here that says Donald Trump was incidentally snooped on when they were snooping on the Russians. So it turns out that Devin Nunes, changing his story, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, now all say It was this guy, and this guy that gave Nunes the information. All of them White House officials. So then you get back to Congressman Nunes. You say, dude, why'd you lie to that reporter when you told them that you didn't get it from a White House official? Dude, are you an independent investigator? Or are you no more than a hack, a part of the Trump administration? You were part of the transition, Congressman. So now are you working as an independent investigator probing Russiagate? Or are you just a tool of Donald Trump? Why didn't Devin Nunes just tell us the truth about where he got that information that Donald Trump was indeed surveilled? Why didn't he? The consequences of Devin Nunes not telling the truth about the source of his information, the consequences is that's now all anyone's talking about. They're not talking about the fact that Donald Trump was surveilled by the Obama administration or the intelligence agencies during the Obama tenure. They're talking about Devin Nunes, the congressman, head of the House Intelligence Committee, lurking around on the White House grounds and being fed information by the White House, corroborating the White House's position that they were snooped on. That doesn't fly anymore. You can't do that anymore. Doesn't it stink to you? No one's talking about the fact of the surveillance. Everyone's talking about the fact that Devin Nunes is a tool of the White House and he's just a lapdog who received information spoon-fed to him by White House officials, and he then tried to make it look as if he had come up with this information with his Inspector Clouseau investigation. And it's too bad. It's really too bad because this absolutely undercuts any credibility that the House Intelligence Committee has. I think that Adam Schiff, the ranking member, absolutely right. It has zero credibility. Nobody will believe the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, whatever they do from this point forward, because Devin Nunes has been revealed as a tool of the Trump administration. And it's really too bad, because the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump was surveilled according to these documents. And you have to ask yourself, why did the White House try to cut themselves out of responsibility for coming up with that information? Why didn't the White House release the information? Or why didn't Devin Nunes tell the truth about where he got the information? It's a big deal. It is a very big deal, and it did not serve the president at all. Whoever's idea it was to try to cover up the source of Devin Nunes's information about the incidental collection of intelligence, whoever tried to cover it up, shame on them. Shame on them. So now you got Russiagate. Let me go back now to Russiagate. And, the leaking, who's giving out all this information, all the rest of it? I think that's a story, although the substance of what is being leaked is more important than the fact of the leak itself. I am amused that during the Clinton campaign, when the left complained about the leaks, the right was saying, it's not the leaks that's the big story, it's what was leaked. And now the shoe is on the other foot. Now, the Republicans are complaining about the leaks, and the Democrats are saying, but it's not about the leaks, it's about what the leaks contain, what they say. That's important. So if you're getting stung by a snitch, you want to shut the snitch down, send him to jail. But if the snitch is helping you, as the snitch has clearly helped Donald Trump during the campaign, then you're all for it. Like Donald Trump, remember what he said? WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. There's no mysteries here. Very few. Just pay attention. So now you got General Mike Flynn. General Michael Flynn is a hawk. He's really a very pro-Russian kind of guy. Now it's revealed that he was doing business with Turkey during the campaign and so on and so forth. General Michael Flynn was dismissed during the Obama administration as the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency because he was considered too hawkish. He was considered too much of a wild card. But then he attached himself, General Mike Flynn did, to Donald Trump early. He saw what I saw in Trump, that he was going to be a very formidable candidate, that he was probably going to win the Republican nomination. I didn't think he was going to win the general election, but I was certain he was going to be the nominee. In any case, so the big issue now is the criminal liability of General Michael Flynn, if any. Why is this now suddenly in the news? It's suddenly in the news because Thursday evening, Michael Flynn's attorney, Robert Kiner by name, said that he would talk to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees if they gave him immunity in exchange for speaking about contacts between the Trump campaign and Russia. This morning, Friday morning, Donald Trump tweeted, Mike Flynn should ask for immunity in that this is a witch hunt, that is Russiagate, parentheses, excuse for big election loss by media and Dems of historic proportion, exclamation point. So there's Donald Trump saying to Mike Flynn, he should ask for immunity. There is no way on God's green earth that Mike Flynn can get immunity. Why? Remember, Mike Flynn lied to Vice President Mike Pence about the nature of his communications with Russia. General Flynn lied when he said to Mike Flynn, the vice president, at that time the vice president-elect, that he did not speak about sanctions or the lifting of sanctions, Mike Flynn alleged. He said, I did not speak about sanctions when I spoke to the Russian ambassador. Then the intelligence community said, wait a second, we have transcripts of Flynn's conversations with the Russian ambassador, and he spoke about sanctions. That's why Yates, remember her, the attorney general who got dismissed by the acting attorney general, got dismissed by Donald Trump because she would not enforce the refugee ban. She told the Trump administration that General Flynn was subject to blackmail because they had him dead to rights. He lied to Vice President Mike Pence when he said he did not talk about sanctions when he had conversations with the Russian ambassador. So Mike Flynn lied to the vice president. That's why Mike Flynn resigned as national security advisor for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump loves Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn was by his side. Michael Flynn was, lock her up, lock her up. Remember, he was leading those cheers against Hillary Clinton. Mike Flynn was the guy who was saying, if you seek immunity, that means you're guilty, when it came to the Hillary Clinton staffers talking about Benghazi. Mike Flynn was the hardest-edged Trump surrogate out there. But now here is Michael Flynn talking to the Russians. What else did he say to the Russians? He lied to the vice president. Did Michael Flynn also lie when he had conversations with the FBI? Why do I bring that up? Remember, he's asking for immunity. I bring it up because you cannot lie to the FBI. It doesn't matter that you're not under oath. If you speak to an FBI agent or any other federal agent and you tell a lie, that is a federal felony. It can be a federal felony. No wonder Mike Flynn wants immunity. Because I bet you dollars to donuts, he didn't just lie to Vice President Pence. I bet he told the FBI the same story he told Mike Pence before he got busted. I think that there is no way, and the Senate Intelligence Committee also said that there's no way that he's going to get immunity. Immunity is great. You get immunity, you can skate. Look at my dear friend and colleague, Oliver North. Remember, you're too young to know, but Iran-Contra in the 1980s. Oliver North was convicted of more than a dozen different federal raps about his role in Iran-Contra. What was Iran-Contra? It was basically secretly selling weapons to Iran and taking the money from the sale of those weapons and donating it to the anti-communist fighters in Nicaragua called the Contras. That was Iran-Contra. Iran got illegal weapons from the United States, paid money, and that money went to fund the Nicaraguan Contras. Oliver North, my colleague and friend, was involved in that, got convicted. The convictions were overthrown. Why were they overthrown? They were overthrown because they had given Oliver North immunity. If you get immunity and you give testimony and the prosecutor uses your testimony against you, that violates the immunity agreement. So the court threw out Oliver North's convictions. Once you get immunity, transactional immunity, blanket immunity from Congress or the prosecutors, that's it. You're home free. You're home free. So no wonder Mike Flynn wants immunity. If you give me immunity, he says, I'll testify about collusion with Russia, who knew what, where, when, and so forth. So the Senate Intelligence Committee said it's wildly premature to consider whether or not you get immunity. First of all, let's see what you have to say. You know, give us a prof. What are you talking about? Will you say that I, Michael Flynn, saw Donald Trump colluding with the Russians? Is that what you're going to say? You got to give the feds some meat before they decide to give you the sweet deal of immunity. The Senate said it was wildly premature. He's not going to get it. The irony is the hypocrisy of Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn is the one who led the charge saying, if you're not guilty, why do you need immunity? He's the one that said, if you're pleading the Fifth Amendment, you're probably guilty, talking about Hillary Clinton and her staffers. Now the shoe's on the other foot, and he's the one who's the one of the targets of the investigation. I don't know why Donald Trump says this thing he tweeted this morning, Friday morning, Mike Flynn should ask for immunity and that this is a witch hunt. Excuse for a big election loss by media and Dems of historic proportion. Why is he asking Mike Flynn to get immunity? Because if he does get immunity, what will Michael Flynn say about Donald Trump and some of his associates and the alleged collusion with Russia? I don't know. But I know that Flynn's not going to get immunity. I think that Donald Trump has really screwed this up in a way that, I want to be patient with him because I want him to succeed. But I think that this tweeting has to stop. It's irresponsible. It's reckless. Let the investigation take its course. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. Let's find out whether the Russians did collude with people in the Trump administration. Like I said, I don't even think that it's a crime if it's just simple communication, just simple, hey, you got something, let it out. You know, I don't think that's a crime. But it is a crime to lie to the feds. You cannot do that. Mike Flynn should not get immunity. This investigation should go forward in a nonpartisan fashion. Devin Nunes, I think, should step aside as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He has totally sullied his reputation by this, you know, his own lying to reporters and telling them that he came up with this information on his own. Ridiculous. Let's see where it goes. Let's see who's leaking. Very important who's leaking. I agree with Donald Trump about that. Very important about Donald Trump being surveilled. You know, did they go beyond, say, a federal FISA court warrant? And let's see if there was indeed collusion with the Russians. The sad thing about all this is that here it is happening within the first 80 days of the Trump administration. And I think it's all that people are talking about. Remember how hostile the press is to Donald Trump. He's given them enough ammo to keep him off balance. So they're not going to be talking about health care. They're not going to be talking about jobs. They're not going to be talking about the wall. They're not going to be talking about the budget. They're going to be talking about this stuff. The press hates him. They're going to exaggerate. They're going to exacerbate. All that is true. But if there's flame there to go with all this smoke, then I don't think it's going to bode well, if not for Donald Trump, then for some of his key associates. And I really do think that General Mike Flynn is in the grinder right now. I think that his basic career is over. It is never the crime, ladies and gentlemen. It is never the crime. It is always the cover-up. Thanks for listening. See you next time.